CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol and transmitting on 145.525 megahertz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 25th of June 2023, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. Ofcom consultation on updating the amateur radio licensing framework. RSGB tonight at 8 webinar. Fly your satellite program. An Ofcom consultation titled Updating the Amateur Radio Licensing Framework opened on Friday the 23rd of June. According to Ofcom, the proposals set out in the consultation aim to provide greater operating freedom for radio amateurs and make the process of getting and using a license simpler, clearer, and more responsive. The closing date for responses is the 4th of September 2023. All radio amateurs are strongly encouraged to read the consultation via Ofcom's website directly. You can also find the consultation by visiting rsgb.org/licensereview and clicking the Ofcom logo. The RSGB will provide guidance on how to respond to the consultation via the same webpage in due course. The next RSGB Live Tonight at 8 webinar will take place at 8 p.m. on Monday the 3rd of July, with Eric P. Nichols, KL7AJ, presenting Receiving Antennas Are Different. Eric, who has written numerous amateur radio and electronics articles over the past 30 years, says that almost every ham radio station can benefit from a separate receiving antenna. Effective receiving antennas are optimized for best signal-to-noise ratio, not necessarily the greatest gain. Tune in to the RSGB YouTube channel or special BATC channel to hear Eric discuss the countless interesting means of building high signal-to-noise ratio receiving antennas. You can find out more at rsgb.org/webinars. The Fly Your Satellite program, initiated by the European Space Agency, presents an exciting challenge for radio amateurs and space enthusiasts worldwide to establish communication via the LEDSat CubeSat DigiPeter. This unique opportunity invites participants to connect with the ESA Education Office ESTEC ground station in the Netherlands through the satellite DigiPeter, with a chance to win a special prize, a custom QSL card issued by the ESA Education Office and the LEDSat team. Running from the 26th of June to the 30th of July, this challenge offers an exciting chance for radio enthusiasts to engage with space technology and demonstrate their communication skills. For more information, go to the European Space Agency website at echosierraalpha.indianovembertango and search for Connect and Communicate with a Satellite via the LEDSAT DigiPeter Challenge. It was with profound shock and sadness that the RSGB learnt of the untimely loss at the age of 49 of Mr. Alexander Sasha Collard, chairman of the CEPT WRC23 Conference Preparatory Group. He was head of international frequency planning for the Swiss regulator and was widely respected and influential in CEPT and ITU. Of note to amateurs is that he chaired the CEPT Project Team C that led to the successful ITU Region 1 50 MHz allocation for the amateur service at World Radio Conference 19 in November 2019. His warm and professional personality will be missed. No details of rallies and events. The Newbury Radio Rally is taking place today. The venue is Newbury Showground, next to Junction 13 of the M4 motorway in Berkshire, RG18 9QZ. The Barford Norfolk Radio Rally will take place on Sunday the 2nd of July. The venue will be Barford Village Hall and Green, Barford, Norwich, postcode November Romeo 9 for Alpha Bravo. The doors open at 9 a.m. for visitors and 8 a.m. for traders. The event will feature trade stands, car boot sales, bring and buy, raffle, repeater groups, catering and free car parking. Entry costs £2.50 per person. Under 16 will be admitted free of charge. For more information, contact radio at Delta Charlie Papa, Mike India, Charlie Romeo Oscar .com and visit norfolkamateurradio.org. The Cornish Radio Amateur Club Rally will take place on Sunday the 9th of July at Penair School, Truro, Cornwall, postcode Tango Romeo 1, 1 Tango November. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. and admission is £3. There will be traders bring and buy club stalls, car parking and catering is available on site. Contact is Ken G0FIC on 01209 821 073 for more information. And the McMichael Radio and Electronics Rally and Car Boot Sale will take place on Sunday the 16th of July. The venue will be Reading Rugby Club, which offers a bar and catering facilities and has ample free parking. Admission will be £3 per person and £10 per table for traders. Berkshire Lowland Search and Rescue will be in attendance to provide a first response service. Visit mcmichaelrally.org.uk for more information and contact details. Now the special event news. German Radio Club DK0SM will be on the air as Delta Lima 75 Bravo Alpha Lima to commemorate the 75th anniversary of the Berlin airlift. The club plans to be active from the 28th of June to the 2nd of July and will be looking for UK stations on HF and on Echolink via DL0STM. More information is available via the DL75BALQRZ.com page. Special call sign Golf Bravo 1 Hotel Echo Mike will be active for 28 days from the 1st of July in support of Air Ambulances UK. A certificate will be available for making contact with the station on any band from 80 to 10 metres using SSB, PSK, DMR or FT8. More information is available via the GB1HEMQRZ.com page. Durham and District Amateur Radio Society is participating as one of the bonus stations in the popular 13 Colonies special event. The special call sign Golf Bravo 13 Charlie Oscar Lima has been issued for the occasion and will be active from 1300 UTC on the 1st of July to 0400 UTC on the 8th of July. The primary focus of the event will be the HF bands. The station will also be working on VHF and UHF frequencies via satellite. QSOs using SSB, CWFM and various digital modes are welcome. QSL instructions can be found on the GB13COLQRZ.com page. For more information about the event, email Ray G0VLF on Golf Zero Victor Lima Foxtrot at yahoo.co.uk. And from the 6th to the 9th of July, Hartlepool Amateur Radio Club will be celebrating the arrival of the Tall Ships race from Hartlepool with the special event call sign Golf Bravo Zero Tango Sierra Hotel. The station will be active on the HF, VHF and UHF bands and welcomes all contacts. For more details, contact Stan G7VGM via stan.golf0victorgolfmike@gmail.com. Now, the DX News. Franco, IZ5IUY will be active as India Lima 7/India Zulu 5, India Uniform Yankee, from San Domino, EU050, one of the Tremiti Islands in the Adriatic Sea, until the 29th of June. He's operating using SSB on the 40 to 6 meter bands and on the 2 meter and 70 sems bands. QSL is possible via his home call, but via the Bureau is preferred. Take JI3DST will be active from Shodo Island, AS200, until the 5th of July. He will operate SSB and CW as Juliet Juliet 5, Romeo Bravo Hotel. He's paying special attention to the 6-meter band. QSL via Club Log and Logbook of the World. And Roland F8EN is active as Tango Romeo 8 Charlie Romeo from Gabon until the 12th of August. He operates CW only, usually on the 30 to 10 meter bands. QSL via F6AJA. Now the contest news. Today, 25th of June, the UK Microwave Group 5.7 and 10 gigs contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC using all modes on the 5.7 and 10 gigs frequencies, the extended signal report, serial number and locator. Also today, the 50 MHz CW contest runs from 0900 to 1200 UTC using CW on the 6 meter band, the extended signal report, serial number and locator. On Monday the 26th, the RSGB FT4 contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC, using FT4 on the 80, 40 and 20 meter bands, the exchange is your report. On Tuesday the 27th, the SHF UK activity contest runs from 1830 to 2130 UTC, using all modes on the 2.3 to 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Saturday, the 1st of July, the VHF National Field Day contest starts its 24-hour run at 1400 UTC. Using all modes on the 6-meter, 4-meter, 2-meter and 70-centimeter bands and 1.3 gigs frequencies, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Sunday, the 2nd of July, the 3rd 144 MHz Backpackers contest runs from 1100 to 1500 UTC using all modes on the 2 meter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now, the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO, on Thursday, the 22nd of June, 2023. We had yet another week of high solar flux, plenty of sunspots, but also a major solar flare. The solar flux index reached 180 on the 20th of June, with a massive spread of sunspots across both solar hemispheres. But the next class solar flare erupted on the same day. This was only just X-class though, as at X1.1 it barely hit the requirements. Luckily, its associated coronal mass ejection was directed away from Earth. We passed the summer solstice this week, so we are now heading towards autumn. Don't worry too much though, as there's plenty of summer left, complete with its lower daytime maximum usable frequencies and high levels of D-layer absorption. Fortunately, multi-hop sporadic E is also bringing occasional DX on the higher bands. As we pointed out last week, nighttime MUFs remain high, partly due to seasonal norms and partly due to the high solar flux. There were reports this week of 15 meters CW still being open at 3:30 a.m. local time, when Paul MM0ZBH worked the VP6AD expedition on Ducie Island. There have also been many reports of VP6A being worked on the 80 meter band at around 0800 UTC. Next week, the Space Weather Prediction Center puts the solar flux index at around 165 to 180 again. We can expect unsettled geomagnetic conditions, once again around the 27th and 28th of this month. Daytime F-layer MUFs over 3,000 km pass are generally around 21 MHz, but there are occasional surprises. Sporadic E still dominates on the 10-meter band. At night, MUFs over 3,000 km are off around 14 to 18 MHz, again, with some surprises at times. And now the VHF and UP propagation news. After a slow change to a more summer-like pattern of showers and sunshine, with occasional fronts in the last week, it does seem like it's a continuation for the coming week. This means further opportunity for rain scatter on the gigahertz bands, and with a reasonable chance of tracking the storms with any of the online weather radars. There will be a tendency for higher pressure close to southern Britain with possible troppo, which will send south across Biscay to northern Spain or further south, towards the Canaries and perhaps beyond. It may even offer paths east across the southern North Sea towards Denmark. There have been some reasonable sporadic E-paths within Europe and beyond to the Americas. Paths have also opened eastwards to the Far East or Middle East, and there's no reason not to expect similar for the coming week. As next week progresses, the jet stream distribution may favour paths to Scandinavia and the Baltic, plus across the Atlantic to the States. The recent unsettled solar conditions may affect the prospects for sporadic E propagation if the KP index becomes too high. But on the positive side, it could then be worth checking for aurora. Don't forget that random meteors can provide a few chance QSOs using meteor scatter propagation, and there have been audible meteor pings on some sporadic E QSOs recently. So they do exist. Moon declination goes negative again on Monday, so shortening moon windows. Past losses will fall all week, and 144 MHz sky noise is low to moderate until next weekend, when it reaches more than 2,500 Kelvin on Sunday. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB-affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. On the first and third Saturdays of the month, the online amateur radio community holds a virtual social night called The Rubber Duck on Zoom. For more information, see OscarAlphaRomeoCharlie.uk. The online radio club has a virtual radio club night at 7:30 p.m. every Thursday via Zoom. Go to their website for the meeting link, onlineradioclub.org. And Ham Radio Network has a talk on the theme of An Evening With on Monday. See hotelromeonovember.world. Now for my area of Bristol in South Wales. On Tuesday, Bath and District Amateur Radio Club will be holding a net on 70.475 MHz from 7:30 p.m. On Wednesday, the club is meeting from 7:30 p.m. Contact is Bravo Alpha Delta Alpha Romeo Charlie at protonmail.com. On Tuesday, Bristol RSGB Group is meeting from 7:30 p.m. at Bower, 589 Southmead Road, Bristol. Postcode Bravo Sierra 347 Romeo Golf, to enjoy a presentation by Lynn Ingram entitled Honeybees and Communication. Paul Roberts, G0OER, is contact secretary at golf6yankeebravo.com. That's it for Bristol. Now we come to Wales. Barry Amateur Radio Society will be having a club night at Sully Sports and Social Club from 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday. There will be a club net on 144.550 megs from 8 p.m. on Wednesday. Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. Contact is Teve, 2W0VOG, 07900560080. Cwmbran and District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7pm to 9pm at Hensley's Village Hall, postcode November Papa 446 Juliet Zulu. New and old members are always welcome. The Society has a fully equipped chat for member use, and it also houses the GB3YA repeater, which is owned and maintained by the club. For more information, contact Ken Smith on 07411 595103, or visit www.mikecharlie0yankeealphadelta.club. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Llanidale, Cardiff, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 146 Echo Alpha, at 7pm every Tuesday. The club has access for disabled visitors and has nets on GB3WB from 9:30pm to 10:30pm most nights of the week. Contact is Mike Whiskey 6 Hotel Delta Victor at gmail.com. Phoenix Amateur Radio Club Cymru has now moved to its new premises at Griffithstown Community Hall, Victoria Street, Griffithstown, Pontypool, postcode November Papa 4, 5 Hotel Hotel. The club meets every other week on a Monday evening between 7 and 9pm, and the club has a D-Star net on DCS 002B on a Tuesday evening from 8pm. There's an HF net on Wednesday evening on 1.938 MHz lower sideband at 7:30pm. Contact is Chris 2W0OGY on 07473 630005. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society has now moved to Ystrad Rhondda Sports Centre, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 417 Sierra Yankee, where there's greater availability of car parking space and better access to main bus route stops. The club anticipates that the move will make it easier for visitors, both local to Rhondda and beyond, to access it. At present, the club is involved in getting its equipment and learning sessions up and running. This is an ideal time for new members to become involved, so if you think you'd like to try amateur radio or one of its many facets, please give John a ring on 01443 432 542, or simply turn up at one of the club meetings to find out more. Prior radio knowledge is not required. And finally, Uskside Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 6 until 8pm at the Bowles Centre, Glebelands Stadium, Bank Street, Newport, postcode November Papa 197 Hotel Foxtrot. New members are welcome. The contact is Mike Alpha Tango dot Kino November India Golf Hotel Tango at gmail.com. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but of course will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf for Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, and have a good week from the GB2RS news team.